AR with Poppin'. You are in the building with Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon herself, Dior, the Chocolate Doll. And this is Queen Talk TV. Y'all know the vibes each and every Friday and Sunday. And y'all know I love to talk my shit. I pop my shit. And I'm always about it, whether it's fashion or music. So y'all know I got all the tea on all the latest trending topics. So get y'all a drink. Get y'all vibes going. It's time to talk with Chocolate, y'all. Okay, y'all, so the other day, fans were spectating that Megan Thee Stallion is dating NBA All-Star Klay Thompson after spotting a man in the background of her photos. Now, that's so nosy, y'all. Y'all so nosy, but not. So, y'all, the gag is Klay took it to his social media account seemingly to confirm that, yes, they are indeed dating, including steamy photos of the two. And I know that's right. Like, all the rap girlies is moving on to bigger and better things. So, yes, period. But they saying, like, judge your mammy. I'm living happy by all means. So, hopefully, she start making better choices in her life and her men. Because, you know, the game that she played with Tory was not cool. But, yeah, they're a cute couple. I like that. So, y'all, Lil Meech has been accused of snitching on his former friend to the police. The man claims authorities searched him again after Meech asked if they had found the other stuff in the car. Lord, y'all. Now, the BMF crew is, like, losing a lot of credibility within the past 6 months that his dad then came home. Like, baby, y'all want this man to be gangster so bad just because his dad is. This man is an actor. Let him be. Let him be. He ain't about that. And I just know 50 Cent is having a field day with this news and the viral video because y'all know he petty. And he's been on their neck heavy. So, yes, I know he eating it all up. Okay, y'all. So, y'all remember Jay Versace, right? Okay, so, Jay Versace is being called out for asking why successful black models have to look extremely African, saying he doesn't like that. Now, people are literally debating if he was, like, critiquing beauty standards or was he being anti-African. Do y'all get what he was trying to say? Or was it coming off like anti-African? Come on. Talk to me. Let me know how y'all feeling about this. Talk to Chocolate. Because, baby, to me, it sounds like he's saying, like, there's 1 million versions of white models across the spectrum, but they, like, tend to only use one version of our melanin skin for models, right? So, yes, I understand what he's trying to say. He may have put the words a little bit wrong, but in reality, it makes perfect sense. People of color come in more shades than just a stereotypical black person, you know? Basically, like, where's the Naomi's or the Tyra's of the generations, what he's trying to say. Understand, like, it's not anti-African what he's trying to put out. So, like, where's the Tyson Beckford, where's Jamar Moore? You know, it's all shades of being black and being able to be a model. You don't have to just be dark, dark skin. We come in all colors, baby. Period. Alright, y'all, so, my good sis, Glorilla, she then went from stumping folks in some shell toes to a whole new partnership with Adidas. I know that's right. I know that is right. So huge, huge shout out to her for being featured in the new Adidas Superstar campaign. Like, that's major. That is major. And I'm so proud of her. Like, just watching her from when she first started out with her music to now, like, she is definitely growing. She's definitely killing it. And she deserves everything coming her way because she's definitely putting in that work and that grind. Like, I so feel like a proud big sister for you, girl. I know that's right, boo. Congratulations. Okay, so, after about 4+ years of disappearing from the music scene, our bro Justin Dinkoivius Bieber, I'm just playing, Justin Bieber is finally back and just dropped a new album titled Swag. I know that's right, we've been waiting, and he just made history with it, y'all. Like, his whole entirety of his album has been placed inside the top 100 of global Apple Music Daily charts, marking this the biggest Spotify debut of his career. I know that's right. I know that is right. Like, yes, I love this for him. He's so talented, and this album most definitely is reminding us who he really is. I'm so happy that, like, he's been outside with his real real people, his real family, you know, Sexy Red and everybody, all his family. They giving him that love and that encouraging words and things that he need right now to lift up his spirit. And he's definitely been outside. And I heard some of these songs, and baby, he talking that talk. I see who he hanging with. But nah, for real, like, the whole album inspired y'all. If y'all haven't heard it yet, make sure y'all go check it out. But I'm proud of him. I am very proud of him. And honestly, on that Sweet Spot song, I'm sorry to say it, gotta talk my shit. We could have done without Sexy Red on that feature. If he would've left that by himself, would've been perfect. Okay, y'all, so, huge shout out to Kai Cenat. Time Magazine just released their first ever Time 100 creator list, and Kai is on the cover. He on the cover, y'all. Many celebrities like Kevin Hart and Tyrese, they took it to their social media accounts and celebrated the moment by giving him his props. Time Magazine also posted a statement and stated, with 18 million followers, 23-year-old Kai Cenat is the most popular performer on the streaming platform of Twitch. I know that's right. And he entertains his audience by forging elaborate role-playing scenarios, playing video games, delivering monologues about music or fashion, and interviewing pop culture icons and just celebrities in general. Now, he's turned having fun in his house in Atlanta into a multi-million dollar empire. As he should. He's young and he is living life. He having fun and he in his bag. Now, this is so fire. I absolutely love this for him. He is real life, like, elevating so much and so much more every day. Like, I absolutely love this for him. And not only that, I love how he always is true to himself no matter where he at. Even if he has some bougie, he still remains who he is on the inside. He not letting it change him, you know. And on top of that, he always thanking God and he putting God first. And when you put God first in your life, you get more blessings. And he's staying humble. He's staying true. I hope that he continues to stay that way. It seems like he got a good spirit. So, yes, congratulations to Kai Cenat, y'all. So, y'all, Lizzo is trending right now after taking it to her social media accounts and stated that folks in thin present bodies need to mind theirs when it comes to criticizing people in larger bodies. So, how y'all feeling about that? Talk to me. Talk to Chocolate. How y'all feeling about that? Okay, so listen. Now, baby, first of all, in all the days of my life that I've been living, I have never heard of a thin presenting body. That's new. That's a new term. So that's tea for me. But nah, like, weight has been her storyline since she first came out. And I hate when people make their weight their whole personality. Like, first of all, no one should be shaming anybody. How about let's all encourage each other to meet our fullest potentials without the need to be rude or disrespectful? And you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, freedom of speech is fine. But you know what I'm saying? We all beautiful in our own way. So why is there a competition between weight and size and certain things? Like, girl, bye. Okay, y'all. So, Plies is also trending right now after he went in on to defend Russell Wilson, Sierra's husband, against men calling him corny and lame. Now, Plies stated only men that hate Russell are F-boys and undesirables. How y'all feel about that? Okay. He also stated, what's crazy is he has never seen Russell hating on nobody. He said, bro makes his money, take care of his family, and mind his business, and he don't get no realer than that. So, how y'all feel about that? How y'all feel about the type of man that is? Because you know I'm going to talk my shit, but talk to Chocolate, ladies. Let me hear this. So, y'all, how I feel is, like, ain't nothing wrong with Russell. He seems like a good dude for Sierra, you know what I'm saying? Someone who can teach her son how to be a man, and, you know, a man that can show an example of how a woman should be treated to show her daughter. You okay? That's the first thing. A lot of these adults that's hating on him, they still working on their own little middle school insecurities or whatever they got going on. So excuse a real man who actually loves and respects his wife and his family out loud and ain't scared to show that affection or show, you know what I'm saying, that type of tie he has with his family and his woman. So, not only that, he also is such a good man to her. He just stepped in and he took her other son with Future in, that's not even his, and raising him to be a great man, a great sports player, you know what I'm saying, plus he's in his bag. He's making sure stuff straight. He minding his business. girl, you know what I'm saying? We care less. And we living. And we doing us. And we building our empire. That's my vibe. Alright, y'all. So, any artist that's tuned into my show today, you want to get your music played, you want to stop through for an interview, make sure you hit me up on my Instagram, at DeOrdisChocolateDow, and let's get it popping. Now, this is the completion of my show for today. I appreciate each and every one of y'all that tuned in and rocked out with your girl. This is Talk With Chocolate. I am your host, Dior, the Chocolate Dow. This is Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. Y'all know the vibe.